Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guarding your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on a thousand hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the cankerworm and the pommel worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you will bring healing to my people, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan, and because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
God bless you, Sister Robinson. I see a group of people around you. I don't know if this is a family outing or a business meeting or a partnership gathering, but God says there's a connection of people that He is calling you to and that you are going to be such a blessing to. God says, prepare yourself for service, for service shall be your portion in this season, and it shall bless you and reward you greatly. And that's the word of the Lord.
And God says, yes, great shall be thy reward. And God says that He is turning a legal situation around in your favor. God says you'll have favor with the judges. This is your time where you need to go into that quiet mode, because God says He speaks to you in the stillness. This is also a time where God is balancing the family, and God is bringing a rejoining and a restoration to the family. God says as a family come together in some type of reunion, God says that He's going to bring healing to the family. God also says that begin to write, because as you begin to write, God says you will begin to see things clearer and you will begin to have healing and clarity in this season, say the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Sandra. I hear Father God saying new leadership skills in this season. For Father God says your voice will be heard near and far. I also hear Father God saying this is the season to take action. For faith without works is dead. And Father God says He's building your faith in a new way, in a new blessing, in a new dimension. I hear Father God saying trust. I hear Father God saying peace. And I hear Father God saying you're coming into a new season of harmony and a new level of harmony. And that's the word of the Lord. Father God says balance and harmony in your life are very important in this season. I even hear Father God saying be around water in this season. Take time to take a walk near a lake or a pond, and or Father God says get a fountain, get a portable fountain to be in your home to keep a flow of water going through your home. And that's the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you were blessed by the prophets, Sister Sandra Robinson. Thank you for the seed. Know that you will walk into the blessings of the Lord. You will walk into the blessings of the atonement. You will walk into the blessings that God has ordained for thee to walk into. For the Lord says, though the road has been winding, though you've seen the shift, though things has been quite intense, the Lord says, I'm smoothing things out, because I just saw a wave, a tidal wave coming in, a wave that is going to wash away the negative stuff, the wave that is going to wash away the past 7 months of trials and tribulations. And then I looked up and I saw the tide that shall flow shall cause you to come into a season of blessings and increase. For the Lord says, I wash away the old and I bring forth the new, and you're going to come into a time of great increase, and I will cause you to rise and stand up as a great leader, and they will know thy name, and you will see that I shall bless thee and I shall prosper the very works of your hands. For the Lord says, know that I have given thee a spirit of much endurance, and you will rise to the top. Though the enemy has tried to steal your joy, but God says not so. God says not so. Though life has not always been that easy or that happy, the Lord says that you will experience the joy and the peace of the Lord. You will experience unspeakable joy as you stay in the presence of the Lord. As you begin to let go and surrender, the Lord says, I will bless the works of your hands, and I will cause you to triumph over obstacles. I will cause you to triumph over trials and tribulations. For the Lord says, you will attain the peace and the joy of the Lord. For the Lord will say unto thee, that stay in my presence, and there I will bless you. As you stand in me, you will see the good things of life, and I will do a new thing in your life. For the Lord will say unto thee, though you have been misunderstood, the God says the days of being misunderstood are over with, for you will come into a season where I will strengthen your emotions, and I will cause you to rise to the top. The Lord says, be not headstrong, but stay in my presence. For the Lord says that I love you with an everlasting love, and this is the word of the Lord. Now, woman of God, I want you to follow my instructions, because I have something else that I must get into your hands. God bless. What a powerful word. What a powerful, powerful word. Now, I have another gift that I want to get into your hands, and this is what I need for you to do for me. I need you to go to my website. I have two websites. Bishop Berrien is under construction. But another website, I want you to go there and fill out a special form, because I want to get you a powerful prophetic word into your hands that is going to bless you. But also, I want to make sure that you did receive this prophetic word. You're blessed. I want you to go to Global. That's GLOB, as in boy, A as in apple, L as in Larry, P as in Paul, N as in Nancy, E as in excellent, T as in Tom.com. That's globalpnet.com. Once again, that's globalpnet.com. That's G as in God, L as in Larry, O as in opportunity, B as in Betty, A as in Apple, L as in Larry, P as in Paul, N as in Nancy, E as in excellent, T as in Tom.com. God bless.